Hello, my name is Joseph Visco. I'm a divorce attorney with the law firm of Stark & Stark. This is the 8th installment of a 10-part podcast titled An Owner's Manual for Your Divorce. This installment deals particularly with the trial process. Once discovery is completed and the parties have been unsuccessful in resolving their case through any of the other methods previously mentioned, their case will ultimately be submitted for trial before a judge. Again, this happens in only about 2% of all cases. What exactly does a trial involve? First, a trial is very time-consuming and it involves a tremendous amount of preparation. For those reasons, it is a very, very costly process. The trial preparation will include gathering exhibits, making sure all the documents are current, marking the exhibits, creating certain exhibits, and most importantly, making sure that all the evidence that a party intends to introduce can be properly introduced and accepted into the record. Witnesses must be subpoenaed. The attorney must sit down with them and prep them and prepare them for all of their direct testimony as well as the cross-examination by opposing counsel. Generally, the trial itself starts with opening statements by each attorney. Opening statements generally provide a roadmap for the judge outlining what the attorneys intend to prove. The plaintiff will present their case, present their witnesses, who will be subject to cross-examination by the other party. After the plaintiff finishes their case, the defense will present their case. At the conclusion of both parties' cases, there will generally be a written summation, which encompasses both all of the evidence that has been introduced at the trial, as well as argument by both sides as to why their party should prevail. After the judge considers all the evidence submitted, they will render a written decision. Following that decision, either party may have a right to file an appeal of that judge's decision. Trials are difficult, they're expensive, and should be considered only when absolutely necessary.